Confirm my subscription. Simply she what? This is garbage. I did no such thing. Where's my ability to mark it as a port spam? Good. Okay. Yeah, it's like Satan. The biggest thing is you don't have to keep God's rules. And then all of a sudden you find out that Satan's got rules. And you're going, wait, I thought he wouldn't have any rules. And you go, of course there's going to be rules. Yeah. So certainly there's consequences. I just sat here and lied to you and told you that you could do whatever you wanted and there wouldn't be any consequences.
Of course, the leader, I get to have whatever I want and I don't have to follow anyone.
Well, not really. He doesn't get what he wants. He doesn't have a body. He doesn't have this, he doesn't have that. What? Oh. Yeah. That's true. He gets to have some nice things in private. He gets to have his little perks. He gets to play with a lot of things. It's mostly about I get to tell people what to do and I get to watch them do it and how much that makes me, how great that makes me feel. It is. It's just a bunch of suffering. This is where, you know, that's why those guys have been kind of saying most of what those guys talk about is sacrifice, and it's going sacrifice toward what? And it's nothing. It's not sacrifice toward anything. It's mostly sacrifice toward letting these people have the kind of power they want. Have no intention of giving poor people a good life. You know, when those people all say, well, poor people, oh, they just suffer because they have no health insurance. And you go, you know, they have Medicaid. And you go, all I've ever known of poor people is they can go to the emergency room at the hospital
anytime they want
to, and everything is just, and they do it because it's free. It never costs them anything. Except for the fact that when it comes back and they said, yeah, you can do that, all of a sudden you find out that, you know, well, we're only really going to cover this and this and this. Sort of. And you're going, yeah, I'm totally confused. I said, poor people already have free health care. I don't understand where you guys come off thinking that they need the pathetic health care you're handing out. It's actually worse than the health care they have now. And you've already trained them. They already know that all they have to do is go to an emergency room and show their little card, and they just go, well, what can I do? Costco. $1,000 for a rough cut, lifetime rough cut, 8 foot by 12 foot resin shed. Wow. By 12. That would be a pretty decent sized little hovel. See, and that's probably the worst thing about that. All these people that are, you know, trying to building tiny houses to try to get around certain rules and regulations. Sad. Very sad. And of course they got rules that say, boy, if you try to sleep in that thing, you're breaking a rule and we will come. It says, and they don't really do anything to you. They might choose to fine you. But what they'll certainly do is, if you have children or something like that, they will take them away. You know, and you go, that's pretty effective. That will keep a whole lot of people from behaving like that. And you go, sad. Like I said, poverty is illegal. Or to try to be a poor person and take care of your basic needs is illegal. Poor people are supposed to live and provided this and provided that, and they're supposed to do what they're told. And that's the great promise of sadly, the Democrats these days. We're taking care of the poor. And you go, you're not taking care of the poor. You're enslaving the poor. You're making them a permanent underclass. You're setting up systems to make sure that it is extremely difficult to break free. He said, I should know. I'm one of the people that broke free of it. You know? How many years did we stay consciously poor, you know, for Matt's SSI, for Medicaid, for all that stuff? And then one day it was like, you know what? It doesn't matter. I'm going to make more money. We're not going to qualify for stuff anymore. And you go, yeah, I'm not going to qualify for that stuff anymore. Well, what are you going to do? Do without it? Oh, can't do that. You know, healthcare. Oh, you can't just... What? Sorry. Yep. Not gonna play it anymore. And it was tough. It was tough for a little while. And yeah, couldn't stay with my same employer. had to chase money some more. And it's like, guess I'm doing it again. I don't know. Let me take a look. He just got out. He's looking good. He's looking ready to go. I gotta get my hat. Sam, you coming with us, buddy? You gonna come walk with Sam? If you are, you gotta do it right now.
No.
Okay. I love you.
I had the weirdest dream.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Share? No? Just weird?
I dreamt that I went blind and got like a whole bunch of superpowers.
Oh. Yeah?
I don't know if that was a fair exchange or not.
Oh. Hmm. Interesting. Very interesting. All righty. Front door just in case. Freaking shaved, Lee. You could kiss me with such joy. Here, try it. What? Oh, yeah. Alright.
Don't you think?
Sure. I don't know if I'm that patient. But it's okay.
Just don't fall.
Work for you? Is it a good morning? Oh, doggies. Heard a doggy scrabbling at the front fence. Sounded like. Wanting to get out. A little here, a little there. All kinds of stuff everywhere. Oops. appropriate license plate. R. R 43. Okay, man. Okay. Not interesting to him anymore. He goes, good. Doesn't need to be interesting to him. Yeah? What are you going to tell me? Stress and such. Such. Yeah. I hope it works out okay. So. Staying away from animal protein and such, then kidney stones have been bothering you. That's wonderful. There you go.
There's another issue. Yeah?
Well, you know what? I don't know. Something you said for... You still taking your...
Yeah.
Rock crushers? Oh, yeah. That's probably good.
But you know what? I didn't taste anything yesterday.
Yeah.
Not really. It took a while to because I thought to myself...
Yeah. It's probably a good thing.
Yeah. All this winter, we were supposed to meet that guy between 1 and 2.
Well. Need to get together a rental agreement for him to take. You know, it says he's renting from us.
Yeah.
We can probably get one off the internet. Just kind of a standard form. All it has to do is just say that, yep. Yeah. Standard for the 1927 rule. Rent. Which what we're charging Josh, $150?
Yeah.
Let's just keep going with that. You're already feeling weird?
I know they have a lot. You try this, you try that.
Yeah. Kind of gets in everything. I think that's why they don't even say gluten-free on anything, because they, even if you say, well, this doesn't have any gluten in it, you go, well. Again, where's the fans going over here?
I know.
That's always tricky.
Need to stay home.
Time to stay home now. Okay, you can do that. Although he'll want to go with you just because he goes, I don't want to be around Dad. And you go, you know, I don't bug you much. If I were you, I'd go on very long walks if you don't want to be there. This is number one, you get exercise. Number two, you wouldn't be on the dang computer screwing around. Because I'm not against computers, gee whiz. That's how I feed us. I go, but, yeah. I'm not gaming and doing nothing else.
Good morning.
So, interesting. Most people are on the phone. This would be more of a pleasant diversion from stuff like that for me, but apparently other people are just into the whole thing. It's just interesting. Good or bad, I have no idea. Just interesting.
I got
no shape. Oh my gosh. There you go. Yeah.
Although, according to that bush, this thing could be blowing hard. Look at that.
Where?
That big tall bush right there.
Yeah? Shaking?
Yeah.
Maybe it's being over there. Yeah, the other ones are doing pretty good too. We're kind of blocked by some stuff here. They got their fence open, their gate open.
Yeah.
Scary. I better speed up. I was way behind you guys. No, it was me saying, oh man, I gotta speed up if I wanna look like he's part of the group. Sorry, I'm not trying to social distance particularly. I'm not interested. Somebody's complaining about they're having parties trying to spread around the disease, and they're going, number one, I've never heard of that. I've never heard anybody talk like that on this one. Number two, I think it's a pretty reasonable way to get through this is just to say, you know what, I'm going to get it eventually, sooner than later, I suppose. I understand 80-year-old people not wanting to get it, but it's like, you're still going to get it. I guess you can try to make it so that you're not, you know, I guess you can try to pick the moment, you know, when you get it, I guess, maybe, but not really. When you're behaving like this, you're hoping it passes you by, and you go, doesn't that mean that you're gonna be unprepared when it does come around? I said, are you gonna live like this forever, knowing that it really isn't gonna protect you? Are you gonna wear a mask for eternity? Are you just gonna stay away from everybody? Are you gonna tell all your kids to never come see you again? It's like, that's your choice, but you kind of see where this is headed. You have this wonderful hope that one day you'll be able to not behave this way anymore, and you go, that's not the goal. When they say, well, we're going to make a vaccine, and you're going, that's not realistic. Like I said, how many decades have we had influenza, and we probably just hadn't identified it before then, probably had it forever. And, you know, all this stuff. Said, here's an interesting thought on the whole subject. Said, there is some evidence that this is a manufactured virus. So it is not conclusive, but there's some evidence that it may be so. Says there could be every evidence that they already had the antidote to it. They've had it the whole time. And that they are choosing a useful moment to spring it on the world.
Oh, they're really sitting right
something. I'm not sure exactly. They certainly, we'll see, this is always what Democrats do. They want to look like the great white and, you know, knight in shining armor, right? It's, you know, and they'll say, yeah, as soon as Biden gets in, we're going to, you know, he's going to say it was through our efforts and our, you know, our love for you that we've produced this wonderful thing. And you're going, there's every chance. It was always there. It says, we actually know very little about this, and any information on any of this is somewhat clouded, as if somebody's trying to make sure that we really don't know much about it. I thought it was funny. It's like, boy, as soon as somebody said, well, we need to test to know if people have this, miraculously, the test was there. And nobody questioned the test. And you're going, how did the test come about so readily? How? Oh, no, no, no. I'm not talking the methodology. I'm talking about the simple ability. How could they detect it almost immediately? No time passed between, oh, we've got this thing, and the fact that they had this wonderful way of testing it. For it. And it was foolproof. Nobody questioned whether that test was correct or not. Whether it was just seeing COVID or if it was seeing a whole spread of things. Nobody questioned that. And you go, yeah, I'm questioning it. Since it sounds like a package. A virus, a test, and a deactivator. I said, I think they had the whole thing.
Including the plan, shutting everything down.
Yes, oh, we already know that, right?
So they knew everything was looking good.
Those guys had everything, yes, and they said, he's gonna win this year. Based just on the economy. You know, everybody knows that. If your economy's going well, you're going to get reelected. So they had to do something. Sure. Makes a whole lot more sense than somebody just sneaking it out of some, you know, just accidentally taking it out of some lab in China. And you go, seems far more likely that it was a timed release. How come it didn't happen last year instead of this year? Why is it on an election year? There's only a 25% chance of that happening. And you go, why this year? It is. It's just a little bit too timely. And it fits wonderfully with how the Democrats have been talking. And what, yeah, and the tactics they are prepared to use to try to accomplish their goals. They don't mind rioting in the streets. They can blame it on Trump, right? That's great. And when Trump tries to go in and reestablish order, everybody screams and yells about police brutality and stuff like that. And you're going, yep, You know, people say, well, it was just a perfect storm, and you go, I've noticed a few things about perfect storms. The Democrats desperately want this hurricane to be the absolute worst it's ever been. And there may be lots of media pumping up how terrible it is and how much destruction there is going to be out of it and how much destruction there was out of it and how many people were never allowed to go back to their homes ever again. And you go, they've already got plenty of evidence that people just kind of believe what the media says. And if the media tells them who's at fault, a reasonable proportion of people are going to believe it. They're going to believe it. That's right. No. But they'll say, you know, he wasn't ready for this. You know, Joe Biden would have been prepared. Joe Biden would have known what to do. Trump doesn't know what to do. You know? Yeah, the jack boots are already in place.
Yep.
It's not going to be nice. And the problem is, if any part of it doesn't go swimmingly, and even if it does go swimmingly, every single perceived error and mistake, yeah, will be Trumpified.
Fun.
And you go, yeah. And so, yeah. I think this is a manufactured perfect storm. It's made to make people afraid and beg to be taken care of. And if they can get 51% of people to just go along with it, they don't even have to like it. They don't even have to ask for it. Yeah, it's probably good. Just go along with it. Yeah? And that's what the Democrats are hoping for. If we can just get enough people over that line to say, I'm not going to vote for Trump, then they'll win. We don't know what the future holds that way. Like I said, I didn't vote for Trump the first time. To go, yeah, because I didn't have a lot of faith in the fact that he was going to have any. He's proven himself very well, I think.
Yep.
I'm going to vote for him this time. Because I vote with Lee. If I didn't like Trump, I'd be trying to convince Lisa to vote a different way so we can vote together on something else. But I don't have a problem. I don't like an imperial presidency, but you know what? My wonderful talk of liberty and all that good stuff is, it's cute. Me and my 10 friends, who I don't know, think the same way, but a constituency group that can actually affect the direction of the country, we are not. I just have to go for, am I mostly voting against socialism? I am. Says I'm not a big fan of imperialism, but if that's the only way to keep a scared and idiot electorate from giving socialism what it wants, then yeah, I'll vote for Trump.
Okay.
What's your choice?
I'm going to try to preserve my heel.
Go that way. Okay, Matt, Mom says we're headed home. Because I'm here to serve Mom. Although I can't say I serve her very well. Couldn't do much for her yesterday. Except pissed off at a car repair place. Sorry. Boy, I would be jumping over. I would jump over that thing. And you guys screw around with it, and now you can't even drive it. Good. There's my service to Lisa. She can always invoke my anger. Because I'm getting much better at that. I used to be kind of shy and I wouldn't get mad. Well, no, it's not that I wouldn't get mad. I wouldn't say anything. But now I don't. I will. I will say something. They shouldn't charge you for anything. Good. Because it was like, you guys screwed up. Chances are the only thing they did was actually put antifreeze in it and actually make sure the thing was on correctly. That's probably all they did.
Well,
but that's fine.
To
make sure it wasn't a problem. That's good. Good for them. I know they're sitting there counting their beans and going, oh my gosh, that's what we get for trying to talk people into stuff. You know? If they just wanted an oil change, maybe we should just smile and give them an oil change. Instead of trying to upsell them. And they'll probably come back, that's that Nemro lady. Don't upsell her. Just change her oil and get her the heck out of here before something bad happens. Good. I want my doctors to treat me that way too. Nemro's in here for something? Oh my gosh, let's just give him exactly what he wants. Keep our mouths shut and just get him in and out of here. Get our fee and go. He says don't tell him there's something wrong if there's something wrong. He doesn't want to hear it and you go, perfect. That's exactly what I want to hear. if I die at 72 from some out of control cancer, happy day. Well, Lisa will say, but no, Jason, no. But you'll be fine. All the stress of me making, going through all the stuff, trying to get us more money and getting things paid off and all that stuff is going to come back in spades when I die a little earlier than I should have. But you've got more money than everybody else does, you know? That's why I talked about prosperity this morning. It's all about prosperity. But let me tell you, Helaman 12 is probably the best succinct explanation of prosperity I've ever seen. It has nothing to do with spirituality. Not a thing. Or he didn't bring it up. It was all about gold and silver, flocks and herds and lands and your enemies not wanting to do something to you, the hearts of your enemies being softened to you. Well, no, this thing brought it up in the opposite order, strangely. You might want to look at it again. It was talking about that. He may or may not have been talking about the cycle. He was talking about acquiring prosperity from God. That's all I know. You can read it and you can... Like I said, it's important not to just flash through it and say, oh, this is what they're talking about, and move on. Because there's gems sitting in there that nobody sees. You know? The promise always was, this is the promised land. If you do what I say, it'll be prosperous. I'll make sure. And this was just an explanation of what prosperity looks like. And it was. You know, people come down, they say, well, you know, God... mostly made up stuff. It's like taking a drug, and that's how people do it, you know. It says God is just this, you know, that was the whole thing the Jehovah's Witnesses had against the Mormons. You guys are spiritualists. And you go, sometimes. You go, but I'll tell you one thing. My God has prospered me. I'm doing a lot better than a lot of people are. And you're going, and you know, it says, I'm just being obedient to God. God's doing these wonderful things for me. If I get this $90,000 a year job, I will consider it a prosperity blessing. And the great thing about it is, when it comes to the pension and all that, I can spend, if I want to, and I don't, if I wanted to spend every single money of that $90,000 a year that they're going to give me, it still makes my pension bigger. It isn't like, oh boy, if you don't save that money, it's all going to be blown, and you go, no, it won't be blown. That's the funny thing about pensions. That pension's based on the best 20 quarters. That's 5 years. And you go, if I can hang in here with this job for 5 years, and trust me, Lisa's really good at keeping me on target on these things. I said, you know, doesn't matter. We can be flat broke. I have no intention of doing it. But I said, we can be flat broke, have spent all that money, And guess what? We'll still have a really nice pension. Because it isn't based on what you got, it's based on what you threw at it. It's based on that silly algorithm. Make the algorithm work for you. The more money that you make, even if it's difficult to make it, it'll profit you later when you say, okay, I'm done, I'm tired, I got my 5 years of doing this, this is how much I'm going to make above and beyond what I was going to be making at, what, 63, and they'll never give me another raise again because the state's figured out ways not to do it. And you go, yeah. He says, my plan is still to, he says, I may invest some money, you know. I may still save up money toward a really nice property. I don't know. Kind of depends. That's never really been a big deal for me. I don't know ultimately what's going to be for Lisa. I just don't know. Oh. We may take that money and get ourselves a really good program car. You know, one that's only been only about a year old.
The guy last night was saying.
Which guy?
I'm not surprised it's starting to have problems.
Uh-huh.